It was not long after my birth that I discovered the faults of this language, this arbitrary mouth slosh, zero-sum tonguing game, this slap of syllables inside teeth that could disorient this iron tower of stoicism called father. I was not warned that to learn was to lose, that every iota of Anglo-clarity, every instance of linguistic mastery, was a willful forgetting of a mother I never knew. A mother in six tones, who was not prepared to be hosted in the bodies of Guaymui daughters across the Pacific. Not until I was told, by the only mother I'll ever know, that prayer is a sigh, would I remember desire is the language of home.